Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We've been looking at healing school and this new and better covenant with better promises. And so we found out that in this covenant you get authority, but you have to be a covenant child of God. And God gives you authority where you can cast mountains into the sea, cast demons out, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Do in essence what Jesus himself said, you can do the works I've done and even greater works. But you've got to be in covenant. You've got to understand your covenant and know your rights. So let's pick it up right now and continue where we left off.
There's no other name above the name of Jesus. So when you pray, don't be praying like I've heard people praying, you've heard it as well, for Jesus' sake. At the end of the prayer, they pray a prayer like I just prayed, and they say, for Jesus' sake. It's not for His sake, it's for your sake. It's in His name. God, Jesus said, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask you now that you may receive and that your joy may be full. In my name, Jesus said, in my name, not Mary, not Joseph, not Jude, in Jesus' name. It's the truth. I don't ask for protection from anyone but Jesus. All right. Praise God. You know, being covenant children, we have a right to utilize and use the Word of God. We have an absolute right to use the Word of God effectively. You see, when those sons of Sceva tried to cast out that demon, the demon said, listen, they said, we adjure you and command you to come out in Jesus' name, or in the name that Paul preaches. Remember that? And the demon looked and said to them, listen, I know Paul and I know Jesus. But who are you? They didn't have the authority because they didn't have the relationship to speak in that word. As a child of God, you get your covenant right, which includes authority to say to the mountain, to cast out demons in my name, they will cast out demons. But you first got to receive. Remember, after Jesus resurrected, He spoke to the disciples. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not is damned. Hello? Then He said, in my name, believers, in my name, believers, 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 you accepted Jesus in your covenant now. Now as a covenant child, in my name, you will cast out demons. You will pray in other tongues. You'll pick up serpents. If you drink anything deadly, it shall not harm you. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Ask the Lord anything in my name and you will receive it so that your joy may be full. That's God Himself telling us to pray in His name and gives us authority. Right there, in my name you'll cast out demons. In my name you'll pray in other tongues. In my name you'll pick up serpents. In my name, if something deadly comes upon you, it shall not harm you. In my name you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. How can I receive the power? Is by receiving Christ. I've got to get Christ in my life. Serve. First, He said, go and preach the gospel to everyone. And then they believe in my name. Now they'll do these things. So you become a covenant child of God by receiving Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. You receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Then you become that covenant child. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells within you. And remember this, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. So with the Holy Ghost, You get saved, you become a covenant child of God, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within you. Now, rivers of living water come out of your belly, covenant children of God. Remember we said about that, the fruits of a righteous man is a tree of life. So now the same Holy Spirit that was doing, casting out the demons, walking on the water, multiplying the loaves, raising the dead, healing the sick, the same Holy Spirit that was in Christ is the same Holy Spirit that's in us. Covenant children, the authority is complete. Now in the name of Jesus, with belief, with understanding and with knowledge of God, we know who God is. We know our covenant rights. We have a relationship with Him. In that power, now when I say, demon, get out, that Holy Spirit just... Remember, in the beginning, the earth was null and void, and God looked out, and the Holy Spirit was hovering. He was hovering over the chaos. He was just hovering over the stuff. Remember that? He was hovering over that. And then God said, light be. And then the Holy Spirit went into action. And He formed light. He said, let's separate the firmament from the skies, etc., etc., and the trees and the animals. Holy Spirit went into action. He's waiting. He's on the inside. He's hovering. He's waiting for some Spirit-filled, belief-filled, faith-filled words, predictions, and to speak that word in faith and to prophesy and to decree and declare. He's waiting for the men of God, the sons of God, to be manifest. He's waiting for them to say, I know my covenant right. I see that person vexed with a demon spirit. I command you in the name of Jesus, get out. And the Holy Spirit takes him out. Come on. Not you, him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good because God was with him. You can do it with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, unsaved, you can't do it. That's why these psychic numbers, they're using a spirit, but it ain't holy. Yeah? Come on. Tarot readers, there's a spirit involved, but it's not Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This covenant that we have is so awesome. It's so powerful and it's everlasting. It's forever. One of the promises of this covenant is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not make us new. I don't have to be born again, because I'd have to have been born a billion times by now. If every sin I ever confessed, He made me new again, wow. That means He comes back, goes on the cross, goes through the whole deal again. Okay, goes away, I receive Him, the whole deal? No. He's talking to covenant believers, not the unsaved. It makes no difference. My belief, and from the scriptures, what you're reading right now, He cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Correct? 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you become born again, you go from sinner to saint. He doesn't cleanse you. Because all you'd have then is a clean sinner. He makes you brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. So when he says he cleanses you from unrighteousness, that means you're already righteous. He just takes the stain of that sin off your righteousness. But when you get born again, he makes you brand new and he makes you righteous. People get very confused with that, and it's pretty simple, really. Amen? You become righteous when you receive Jesus. You become a covenant child. The blood's covered you. The Holy Spirit's come to reside in you. When you get saved, you still got all of that, but you just got a sin stain on the righteousness that is God's, and God just flicks it off when you say, forgive me. Amen. You don't go from sinner to saint to sinner to saint to sinner to saint to sinner to saint to sinner to saint. Yeah, we go around the Marbury Bush, round and round and round and round. Amen. No. God, the covenant rights we have with God the Father. Wow. I thank God. I just give God all the glory, all of the praise, all of the power, all of the honor. One of the covenant rights is the Word of God. You can speak the Word of God and be unsaved. You speak the word of God, try to cast out a demon. What happened to those men of seven sons of Sceva, ran down the road naked and beat up, will happen to you. Amen. God honors the word spoken by a child of his, a covenant child of his. Come on. You see, a lot of people, well, why do you believe you're going to heaven? Because I'm a good person. They say that all the time. Because I'm a good person. I do good deeds. You can give cars to people. You can put little things under their chairs. And all the people sitting in this room today are getting a free car. You can do that all you want. You will receive, because there's a principle sowing and receiving. You will receive, it works for whomsoever. Like gravity, saved and unsaved. We can both jump off this building, we're both breaking a leg. Right? Or you can use the gravity with a hang glider and you can soar through the air and use gravity to your benefit. You understand? But as a child of God, you've got that where you can go with a hang glider. Without being a child of God, you're jumping, you're going down. Because you don't know how to use the word of God. And that's why the seven sons of Sceva got so beat up. You don't have the authority of the blood of the Lamb and the righteousness and the Holy Spirit in you to do that. So you can give all you want. You can help old ladies across the street. You can have dog shelters. You can save the whales. Come on. You can do anything you want. But if you're not born again, you're still not going to go to heaven. Period. I don't care who says you can go up the mountain 200 ways, but you all get to the same point with the same God. That's a lie from devil. Straight from hell. Straight from hell. You can get up to God up the mountain many different ways. In other words, all roads lead to Rome. I've said this before. Get on the 95 and call me when you get to Rome, Italy. They don't all lead to Rome. It's a lie. It's a fallacy. It's from the pit of hell. You need to get Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You get into a righteous standing. You get into a covenant with Him. You're covered by the blood and you've got the Holy Spirit that comes and lives within you. Now, as a covenant child of God, you have the right to use the Word of God. He says in Romans 10:8, the Word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, this Word of faith which we preach. So when you preach the Word of God in faith and you speak to the mountain in faith, covered by the blood with the Holy Ghost, it will take place. So you have to get into covenant with God before you can operate with authority from God. Amen. And no matter how good a person you are and how much good you do, if you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, forget about getting to God. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if you want to receive Jesus, all you got to do is believe that He lived and died and He took your sin, your punishment, and your judgment. God raised Him from the dead and He's seated together with Christ now, right there on the throne. He presented His blood to God. That blood will cover you like the first Passover. If you want to receive Jesus Christ and you believe that He's the Lord and Savior and He did what God said He did, all you got to do is say, Father, please forgive me. Make me brand new. Create in me a new spirit. I repent of my sin. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my shame, my sickness, my punishment, and my judgment. I receive that today. I believe that today. I want Him as my Lord and Savior today. I ask you this right now. Now, if you've done that and you just did that, you can do it later. What you say after that is, thank you, Lord. You've now created me as a new creation. And I'm a child of yours now. I'm in covenant with you. The Holy Spirit dwells within me. I'm going to learn about my authority from this day on and my covenant rights. Thank you, Father. I love you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England.